The Convention Collective at WonderCon 2024. In conversation with Tony Fleeks.
Hi, this is Dan with the Convention Collective here at WonderCon 2024 with Tony Fleeks, co-creator and writer for both Stray Dogs and new release Ferals, which just came out recently. So, Tony, you break out success with Stray Dogs and the anthology that followed, Stray Dogs Dog Days. Now that you've successfully tackled dogs and cats, do you see the potential for any other animal-based stories in the in this universe down the road?
In this universe? Possibly. Trish and I have talked about sort of like what we would do as a next thing, if we did a next thing, but we're hoping to stick around on Feral for a long time. But we've got ideas for other things, and I have other like non stray dogs feral type animal ideas. I have a lot of ideas with animals. It sort of comes from working on My Little Pony for as long as I did, and sort of having my mind warped by Ponyville and four legged characters.
Now, our reviewer loves how you took away from the human element of the story and placed the animals in a completely terrifying, realistic situation, fairly unique to them. Where did the idea come from?
It just came from thinking about what genre we could do that we could do a similar thing to Stray Dogs, but do something completely different. We just wanted to figure out how to do something that was still horror, that we could do with cats, and that we could, you know, where it would be specific to cats, you know, and make it a something that looked similar, that looked inviting to people who like Stray Dogs, but felt completely different.
Now, we know before the first issue of Stray Dogs came out, it had been an option for an anime movie, if I remember correctly. Do you have any updates on that?
No, it's in turnaround right now at Paramount. We're talking to other people about it, about grabbing it from them, but as of right now, it's just sort of hanging out at Paramount.
And now you and Trish, as well as Tone, Brad and World Design have been a dynamic group the last few years between Stray Dogs, Stray Dogs Dog Days, and Al Farrell. Do you have any other projects together, either just you and Trish and Tone, or any of your combination?
Well, me and Brad work on Local Man together, which is my other ongoing Image comic with Tim Seeley. Brad colors that for me. Brad also colors Army of Darkness Forever, which I write. So I work with Brad all over the place. Me and Tony and Trish are just busy making, you know, Feral all the time, so we don't have time to do any other books at the same time.
Cool. Now, we know Stray Dogs have been an option before it first came out. Is there any plan for Feral to go to the big screen or small screen?
I mean, fingers crossed, that would be cool.
Okay.
What I like about that is that we could continue to make the comic books, and then they can, you know, they can do whatever business they need to do over there, but we, you know, I like the idea of it. And we'll see if it ever becomes, you know, like, hopefully they make something. That would be neat, but, you know, I just like being able to make the comic books, and optioning it and doing that sort of deal always makes it a little easier to keep making the comic.
Makes sense. Now, a question that we like asking a lot of people is, what are you currently reading in comics that stands out as special or unique, or one that you feel has the wow factor?
Well, obviously I really like Beneath the Trees Where Nobody Sees.
Yes.
I'm hanging out next to that guy Patrick Horvath all weekend this weekend at the show.
But another animal type.
Yeah, animal horror book right up my alley.
Yep.
What else do I really like? Black Cloak's about to come back. That was the last like new book that really knocked my socks off. That's Kelly Thompson and Meredith McLaren. Other new stuff. I liked The Last Mermaid with Derek Kirk Kim.
Okay.
I like all kinds of stuff. I still read comics every week, which should make it much easier for me to just think of, you know, what new books there are. But those are the new ones that really impress me.
Got it. And any last words for our listeners?
No, just pick up. Well, pick out Feral. It comes up every month. Also, Uncanny Valley is about to come out from Boom Studios on April 10th. That's a coming of age story about a boy that feels out of place, and he finds out that that's because his grandfather's a cartoon character. He's part cartoon, so it's sort of like a Roger Rabbit coming-of-age story.
Nice.
That comes out on the 10th, and then Local Man's in stores every month. Army of Darkness is in stores every month. Stray Dogs is still available if you haven't read it yet. You can get that in trade. I got all kinds of stuff. I'm very, very busy, but I'm busy making creator-owned comics, which is like the best kind of busy you could be.
Exactly. And lastly, where can people follow you online?
At Tony Fleece on all social media. You can go to tonyfleece.com. You can buy stuff. You can sign up for my mailing list. So those are the best places.
Cool. Thank you for your time, Tony.
You bet. Thanks, man.
Talking Con, a cup of tea with an Englishman in San Diego, is a production for the Convention Collective. Follow all the latest convention news and updates, along with exclusive interviews, reviews, and articles at theconventioncollective.com. Any collaboration or show sponsorship inquiries can be sent to admin@theconventioncollective.com.